This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The tiny Gulf state of Qatar is, per capita, the richest country on earth, and it's been flashing its wealth around. It's been on a $60 billion a year foreign spending spree, pouring billions into the Arab Spring and snapping up trophy assets, mainly in Europe. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the binge may be ending.
Qatar's spending spree reached a sort of peak last year when the mayor of London cut the ribbon on the city's newest skyscraper.
I have great pleasure in declaring the highest viewing platform in Europe, if not the world, open.
It's Europe's tallest building, called the Shard, and it belongs to Qatar. So does the luxury department store Harrods, and a top French soccer club, and a string of other valuable European assets. But Qatar's acquired another prize that could now stem the flow of its foreign investment.
The winner is Qatar!
Since winning the right to host the 2022 Soccer World Cup, says analyst Toby Isles, Qatar's been splurging at home.
Things like the metro, the airport, a new deep-sea port, lots of housing, more roads. So I think some of their foreign purchases will go down as they're spending more domestically.
But Qatar may pull in its horns for another reason. The country has bought influence in the Middle East by pouring billions into liberation movements in Libya, Tunisia, Egypt and Syria. Now there are signs that policy is backfiring. This hit song from Egypt is based satirically on a famous anthem to Arab nationalism. The words have been mockingly rewritten to say, "My beloved Qatar, your wealth grows daily and your investments fill our world." Analyst George Joffe.
Qatar's small size, with an enormous influence because of its wealth, is resented by many other states as well. So the backlash is hardly surprising.
Qatar's flag and effigies of its leader have been burned by protesters in several Arab countries. The world's richest nation seems likely to lower its international profile and retreat back to its home turf. I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.